not going to be argumentative, but what we find is the minute that the nursing staff finds that there's a chance of injury, hands off, call the fire department. That's the practice.
Yes, if they believe there's an injury, they absolutely do, but most of them...
So, anyway. That's enough. I'm done, okay?
We have the population anyway. It's going to keep increasing. They have to live somewhere. And there's less chance of calls and problems. Unless you're telling them they have to leave town. They have to live somewhere. You're going to have the calls, whether it's at their house, a condo...
I'll tell you what I'd like. I'd like more of the Franklin residents to stay in Franklin and less of their friends coming here.
We're bringing a lot of people in.
These are... The other 300 houses.
We still have 100 subunits in the market rate of market. There's a demand for both. You say, why have the independent? We have all aspects of your population.
I would.
The demand is here.
I've expressed my opinion. It's the vote of 5, not 6, because there's 5, not 6. So.
Like you did say, too, this is a vital part of the increment of the TIF of the success of development.
Okay, I didn't want to hear the vital word. It is very. It is a big advantage. I agree. Okay, I dominated. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I dominated. It's up to you guys too.
And Greg, why don't we go on that? How many years will this advance the potential of the TID being paid off and the benefit going to the taxpayers?
3 to 4 years over the apartments.
Be careful. Careful how you answer that. Time value of money and start dates of the apartments.
Well, you've got 4 apartments to build. This would start simultaneously. This
right.
would be apartment 5 and 6 would be at least 2 years from now before it starts.
Correct.
Before you get to this will be done in operational prior to that.
So the reality is we're getting an advance of 2 years on one building. Right.
Plus the value is higher on
right.
this building than the 2 apartments.
So we're getting 2 years time value of money plus... Another, what, $1 million?
Let's go conservative then in
a couple million.
2 years.
Probably 5 or 7.
Okay. So $5 million plus time value of the 2 years.
Okay.
I readily admit that. That is the selling feature of this. I get it.
Got a Bible?
I've also got a fire chief that hits me over the head.
I know that.
Commissioner Burkhart.
I guess at the risk of repeating myself from our last meeting, it doesn't look like any of the fire chief's concerns have been whetted at all in anything that's happened here. And I understand there's a lot of aspects, financial and otherwise, to this. But if we have essentially our highest-ranking public safety officer in the city telling us that this isn't feasible from a services perspective, that there is actually going to be a negative impact, which is what I am reading that he's saying, I have a hard time telling him, well, suck it up and do it anyway. I have a little bit of, I guess, personal perspective on this because I've had to use services out of that firehouse for my family. And there's a chance that if we had more services required, I would have less family because it was that dire and it was that time sensitive. That being said, I'm not just speaking for myself, but every family out there that may need to avail themselves of the fire services that's going to be overtaxed by this, that's where my concern comes from. And for that reason, I can't support that.
Okay. There's a suggested motion to approve, so I will find it. You have conditions that you have issues with, Greg? Let's be consistent. Let's be consistent, absolutely. Oh, where's my motions? Go ahead, Greg.
First 3 were fine. Number 4 again is the 1 year time period that we would like that extended.
This is on the resolution, page 2, condition 4.
I propose that to be 24 months.
Wait a minute. You just told me it's going to start right away.
That takes 16 months to build the building.
So paragraph 4 would be within 24 months. Anything else?
The number seven, the setback on the south portion of the site, the staff was recommending a 5-foot green space, the 10-foot sidewalk, which is an oak leaf trail, and then 10 feet on that end. And we wanted to shorten that to where the sidewalk or the 10-foot trail would be right on the road. That's consistent with the other side. Have the 10-foot walk and then 6 feet to the parking lot. Yes, sir.
Commissioner Morrow.
Do we have any fire hydrants in that area?
Justin?
There is a fire hydrant in that area, but there's that's where the bump out of the in the island is.
So we're not taking away a green space where a fire hydrant would be sitting? Okay.
What is it, a plow target? Is it a target for the plow?
No, I think it's far enough away.
You guys are plowing this side or we're plowing this side?
So the wording would be five foot green space, 10-foot sidewalk, 6-foot green space?
It would be basically sidewalk tight to the parking stall at 10 feet and then 6 feet of grass.
So zero green space,
zero green
10 space. Foot walk, 6 foot green space.
And it's just in this one area here.
It's in the area where the boulevard, where the right of way juts out to make it to the boulevard.
We have it everywhere except this, where there's four parking stalls right here. We have the distance, we have the width, everywhere else. It's this one section here. We have these four parking
stalls. All right, so if I can offer this, the real wording should be reflect a minimum 5-foot green space, 10-foot sidewalk, 6-foot green space between, well, where? See
that? That southern end of the building.
And adjacent parking lots, except for the northwest section.
South.
Oh, this is backwards. Okay, yeah. Upside down. Southwest corner of the building, where it would be zero green space, 10-foot sidewalk, 6-foot green space. Sorry, it's upside down. Okay.
The next one is with the back yard in the distance, essentially the 40-foot setback.
What number?
What is now?
What number are we on?
The what is currently Old Lewis Road? Number eight here. So what we're looking at for the buffer yard in the back, the property line is what the DOT is selling us, just the center line of the road, our way, and they want to keep there just for maintenance purposes on Highway 36. So we're under that setback, we're tighter on this corner, we have more room on this side, but this would be the new property line. The road itself is 50 feet away, on this end, 90 feet, give or take, on this end of the site.
The road being Loomis Road.
Yeah, Highway 36. So we still have a significant visual buffer, it's just where the, because right now it's all DOT right away, we're hundreds of feet there, and what they're giving us was enough to put the building in, do the grading that we need to do, but they wanted to keep as much as they could that way. So even though we're 50 feet visually at 90 feet here, we're tighter than the 30-foot setback, or the 30-foot buffer yard, the 40-foot arterial setback.
To the property line, although there's still land between there and the road.
Correct. Yes. Not unlike what we've done on the other two buildings on Ross and Avenue.
Commission, without objection?
No.
Okay. Got that, Nick?
So he wants a 10-foot.
Yeah. Is it 10-foot? It's cool.
10-foot's about right. Just change it to that. Yeah.
That condition not just being struck, was that a revision?
Yeah, let's just strike 8. Make it a little easier on us. Right?
Cross it out. I already crossed it out. So.
Then we're cut. We're crossing it out. What else you got, Greg?
Number nine, there was a request to remove some parking on the southwest portion of the site. Yeah. It was removing that parking there in the front, and specific to them and their operations, they wanted to keep the parking up in front. just because it's tighter in the building there with their demographic, that works better to have the parking up front. It does push the building back, but it doesn't allow for the typical green space between there. We're requesting to leave that plan as submitted that way.
So our complaint is it doesn't allow the green space between the parking and the building.
Yeah, but you have on the one end, but in the middle there's a lot of green space, much more above and beyond what would be required in that end. We feel that we're making up for it.
Staff also noted in the second part of that condition that it would allow a sidewalk connection along that portion of the building.
Can you go back to that site plan?
Yeah, just to see that they're talking about the minimal here, but you've got a lot of green space in the center. That is where if you move this parking, in theory, you could move this back then and have more room there.
You're getting at that.
What's a sidewalk by the building?
Sidewalk.
Which is
sidewalk in front of
the
building.
Because on the other site plan, I think it'd be similar here, that there is actually, in a different site plan, a sidewalk connection along that portion of the building.
Commission?
Okay. Okay.
Strike that requirement?
Yeah.
All right, Nick. Greg?
The number 10 was the request to add additional underground parking for the facility. Where these guys are at and their other facilities, at maximum 143 stalls is what they need. More likely between 130 and 143. We're currently providing 152 on the plan. Didn't feel there was a need to add additional underground parking in the building. In the building on this one end.
Show them where the
parking goes all the way underneath this one. Yep.
So that's how many resident spots?
There are 39 right now underground parking stalls.
Underneath.
79 independent living?
We have 73.
Our experience is there's not a lot of car ownership at 80 years of age, 82. I mean, when you speak of congregate independent folks, you're really talking about 82-year-olds who are still very fit and vigorous, but the majority are not driving. So that underground parking is not for employees, it's not for families, it's not for visitors, it's for just residents. So basically those would just be there, those who would have cars.
My ask would be to strike that.
Strike 10. Any objection?
No.
11? What's your next one? I've made an assumption there.
Yeah, 11, we've taken that into consideration, and that's how we were able to get some more room that we went with. We had 25-foot drive aisles, and we did that. I don't think that we're okay with that, and that's been done.
So 11's okay.
On the east side. I think anywhere from 32 to 36 feet wide.
Oh, that's a little wider there.
Well, here we go again, right? This is assisted living, memory care. Those people aren't driving. You just told me 39 or less will be driving. So we need 39 spots plus staff and visitors, right? Why do we need more parking to the east? This is me arguing with my staff now, right? Understand that.
I think in part of this is looking at what the typical standard parking ratio would be and the development as a whole. And
thank you very much. Without objection, we're striking 11.
11 or 12.
Is that correct?
11.
Now, this reinforces the statement I made. These residents are not going to enhance the activities at Ballpark Commons, generally. Okay, next item.
The number 12, there was a question. Yeah, family members, you have that in the visitors.
Yeah, I get that.
No parking. The size of the dwelling unit, and the question there, did they revise the plan, or was requested to revise the plan to meet the 750 square foot minimum, which is in the ordinance? And I guess
we're at 779 for the apartments.
On average. So if you take the memory care out of the overall mix, the independent assisted livings do meet that. So we're asking basically to strike that.
The memory care range from 370 to 4.25. It's really just a living room. The whole point is that you have them out and engaged. They sleep in the room. They're out and involved literally most of the day. The average of the other 110 or whatever number of units then came down to 79. So we took the average of the balance.
So it could stay or go. It doesn't matter. So let's leave it in there and make the neighbors feel good.
We need it.
Staff, you get
13,
that?
I believe we did get the revised height to meet the need of this building at the 60 feet in the major PDD amendment. I'm honestly not sure why we would take only a portion, why it was recommended to take a portion of the building down to two stories.
I believe that was for aesthetics to lessen the
facing Loomis Road, and it's facing another apartment building.
They're all three stories in there.
See, I'm not an entirely unreasonable guy. So we'll fix it, and then we'll see what happens. Yeah, that makes no sense to me. So strike item 13, any objection? Commission?
No.
We would ask that in the landscaping, that with part of what we're redoing overall in the development, that we have that just gets moved to occupancy, not building permits, to give us the time to revise the landscaping and get that in front of you guys to get approved to go through it.
That's what it says.
So before issuing the building.
15?
And we have to give you the approved plan, or give you a plan to approve prior to building permit, then complete prior to occupancy. Complete prior to occupancy is fine. It's can we not hold up the building permit as we're trying to redo our overall development landscape? So it asks us to change that to, we'll do it prior to the occupancy, and it'll still stay in there, that's installed prior to occupancy.
Would this site have meet UDO standards, or would it have the reduction and still looking at the quantities?
It'll be part of the overall. When we come back in with the development landscaping, we'll have every building on the entire site. The berms, this building, all of them as part of a one package to approve with all the pedestrian amenities and any garbage cans, bike racks,
recycle.
I'd be concerned the site is not read that way if that's the intent. It would really be meeting complying with all PDD number 37 standards. If you say UDO standards, that's going to cause confusion with actually meeting the quantities for the separate uses and within the facility and on the site.
As standards set forth in PDD number 37, doesn't mention UDO.
Number 15?
Yeah.
Revise the landscape plan to comply with all Unified Development Ordinance standards.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm selectively reading. So we're going to strike we're going to strike the words from comply.
I think you could just strike Unified Development Ordinance and replace with Plan Development District number 37.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Nick.
We also then changed the building issuing to occupancy.
Occupancy. Any objection, Commissioner?
No.
All right, we'll move on to the next one. I hate to make the assumption that all of them are a problem.
Not all of them. Number 16, I would ask the same thing, that that is part of the landscaping there again to be done prior to occupancy, not building permit. This is the easements. We need to finish the landscape drawing, then figure out our easements, and we'll do it prior to occupancy. It's just not going to hold up the building permit if we change that.
Yeah, but we're talking easements here.
For sure, parking easements, upper yard easements, cross access easements, and that.
You're going to have to do that anyway as part of your site.
Yeah. I don't know what the revisions we're making. Does it need to hold up a building permit being issued? As long as it's done before we hit occupancy. Is there an issue?
What happens if you wander into an easement while you're building?
We're creating our own easement.
Ah, this is becoming
staff. I'm okay with it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. The city engineer is okay with the fourth line down, changing building permit to occupancy permit. Okay.
Just
okay.
Nick, did you get that?
Yes.
Just please remember that before you want occupancy, then don't ask for more favors.
We're already working on tracking houses. 17 was fine. All the mechanicals and the trash will be green. Number 18 is with the revised site lighting plan. I would ask for that to be occupancy as well, rather than building permit, and that'll be part of our revised landscape drawing. Would be the lighting, site lighting. Standard is that we're not looking for anything different there, just changing the prior to occupancy.
Don't you need the plans for the lighting before you can build it?
Yeah, but we don't, not before I pull a building permit. I don't need to figure out the pedestrian sidewalk lighting prior to pulling a building permit.
But you're going to need the permit.
It'd be a separate electrical permit that would come. They're going to come close. I guess it's a lot to get done before the building issued, or trying to look at the site of the development as a whole.
I'm not trying to be difficult, but yeah. I am trying to be the one guy looking out for the community.
Understood. It's still got to be done at that other point. I don't know what else to do.
Nick, issue? Glenn, do you have an issue?
I don't have an issue.
Nick?
Yeah, I mean, the more these build up and get pushed back to occupancy, I mean, it does increase, I think, the chances of, you know, having issues at that time, but ultimately, I mean, we'll review it and it has to get done.
The problem we're going to get into is you're going to be ready for an occupancy permit, and building inspection is going to be off on the next building, and you're going to be screaming at me for an occupancy permit, and they got to stop and review.
Understood. That's our problem.
It's not your problem.
Well, I can't ask you to go through it in a week at the end. We understand. The idea is we're starting redrawing the entire landscape plan for the whole development. With that comes these other items, the pedestrian elements. We need to figure all that. It's all got to blend together. The pedestrian friendly, the sidewalks, the lighting, the benches, the bike racks, all that stuff's got to flow together.
All I'm going to tell you is I know where you live. All right, any objection to changing that to occupancy?
No.
I don't see any room. Okay.
All right. The next one would be the landscape plans for the pedestrian amenities by occupancy, too. And they still have to be installed by occupancy. None of that's changing. It's just we don't have to have the plan done and approved prior to building permit.
Yeah, and we're not going to have this argument where inspection says it really shouldn't be there. It should be somewhere else. I'm waiting for that argument, too.
So the plan would be to bring it back to you guys. an overall complete landscape, pedestrian-friendly, all that stuff in one plan.
Comprehensive.
Yeah, complete.
Yeah, you may be moving dirt, but we're going to get it well before you got to have an occupancy.
Yeah, it's still got to be installed. That's not changing any of these.
Okay.
So
where are we
okay
at on 20? 19 changes to building permit. To occupancy.
Well, it's down there.
And then 20 is what?
That was a question I was going to ask. I don't understand what that means. Unless that's just a catch-all for everything that we've been asking for?
The PDD ordinance contains design standards and waivers to those, similar to the 27th Street design overlay district design standards.
Oh boy.
So staff is saying some of these design standards are not being met, and the request was not made, which really should have been made, to have the Plan Commission waive those standards.
You really need to do that before you start building. These are all design standard waivers. I can't have you building something that doesn't meet standards unless you have the waiver.
And that's right on the gap when it's in a PDD, we've approved specific site plans to be built.
So within the PDD, there's a section for design standards, and within that section, it authorizes the Plan Commission to waive any of the design standards by 4 votes of all members. So some of those, for example, parking. Assuming this is similar to the 27th Street standard, it wouldn't allow 50% of the parking to be in front of the building. So that would have to be specifically waived. I believe there are others as well.
We kept a list of those that need waivers? So.
I do not have a list of those.
Does Joel?
Joel does, yes. I don't know.
You say that tentatively. All right, so that should not be a huge issue.
That would just be returning to Plan Commission.
So
that, can you do this for every...
It's part of the PDD.
If we need to for every site plan, or even though you approve the site plans, we still
have to have the waivers. Yeah.
Standard.
Mm-hmm. We've done it up and down 27th Street, yeah.
All right.
Is that a separate application, or the fact that when we responded to the staff comments, we asked that the plan be approved as submitted and or be forwarded to Plan Commission for record for consideration as submitted, does that qualify as us asking for a waiver?
No, I don't believe so. I'm not the man.
No. Procedurally, I guess we would recommend that those be taken by motion individually, since the requirement in the Plan Development District is that it be waived by 4 votes of the Plan Commission.
Yeah, this is the first. If we were supposed to do that in the other ones, I apologize. This is the first I've actually ever heard of a waiver on any.
Let's leave it at building permit, okay, and take it up tomorrow in the meeting.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. Joel's not there. Is Joel there?
No.
Well, what's a week, you know?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. There... I'm looking at the public perception on this. If we allow you to bypass waivers without getting them before you do the bypass, it doesn't
look good. I was unaware of it until we saw this. Number 21 talks about providing decorative doors and window details for review. I guess this is what we're looking. This is so. What you guys have in your packet was a narrative of the. You know, staff recommended changes.
Any objection to striking 21?
No.
No. We don't know what decorative means. We haven't seen anything.
And I guess the same would be for...
Staff would like to see, look in, and approve what you're going to do. Okay. We're taking it out. With all due respect to our staff.
But I don't know if it helps, Nick, but I mean...
Hey, Todd, you got the order.
I was just going to mention
this part of the order.
Six other communities where it was approved. So
number 22, I guess I would have to strike them too at the same band.
Any objection?
No.
We can be reasonable and unreasonable at the same time. 23? 24?
23 is fine.
You told me not all of these were going to. Okay, so that's good. That's not fine.
I only have like half issues with half the rest of them. Number 24 was the architectural detail, the extra stone. And say what the plan that you're, the narrative that you guys have on the our responses to the staff comments to try to describe where they were going to add additional stone and stuff, we were able to now get the updated drawings and asking for these drawings to be.
24 gets deleted. No objection. Because it's done.
So 25 would be the architectural review for brick. And the next one would be additional. We'd ask that what you guys have now in the renderings be
any objections to striking 25 and 26?
No.
I'm one ahead of you, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
27 been implemented?
Yeah. I'll bet 26, the new rendering will show updated color
scheme. 27 goes because they say it's done. Nick, you arguing over there?
I'm not.
28?
28 is fine. 29 goes away. Okay. All right, let's do this. Staff recommended denial. So did I. The motion is recommended approval. So I will read that, and then you guys can act as you will. A motion to approve a resolution approving a site plan for construction of a senior housing development south of Rawson Avenue consisting of a three-story building and underground enclosed parking with planned development District 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons, 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive, subject to the changes outlined in the discussion, which are numerous. Yes, staff will read off those changes.
That'd be a revision to condition number 4 to change 1 year to 2 years. A revision to condition number 7 to add following Ballpark Commons Drive, except for southwest corner of the building, where it would be 0-foot green space, 10-foot sidewalk, and 6-foot green space. Strike condition number 8, 9, 10, 11, 13, revision to condition number 15 to strike and replace Unified Development Ordinance with Plan Development District number 37, revise condition number and change building permit to occupancy, revise condition number 16 from building permit to occupancy, condition number 18 from building permit to occupancy, condition number 19 from building permit to occupancy, strike condition number 21, 22, 24, 25, 26, and 27.
And 29, and renumber appropriately. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on motion. Right, Commissioner Moore, City Engineer.
I do want to elaborate a little bit on the conversation regarding the fire chief. One, I have the utmost respect for what he does and the job he has. Probably more selfishly is, the pie of money is limited, so any additional resources to his department is probably less for my departments.
Engineering falls down the list.
Yes, I understand that. Last month we had a pretty long discussion on the fire chief's letter regarding I think the number of responses, I think it was, we talked about how really it's about, if I recall, about half of what the fire chief was projecting. We also had a long discussion about, you know, instead of having these calls here, there, and everywhere kind of scattered throughout, you know, in condos and apartments and houses here and there, really at one location, and talked about the staff that would be there to assist and ADA accessible doors and all that sort of thing. So I guess the comment that was in the staff report, the quote by Chief Remington, is that since last meeting or is that from the original letter?
I believe that came from the review and the staff comments when the application was routed.
So it hasn't been changed since the last meeting? I guess that's what I'm asking.
I guess I can't say for sure. Usually we're taking those comments from the original staff comments, but I'm not aware of that.
So I guess given that, I know we talked a lot.
Would not have changed.
Yeah, we talked a lot last month and or last meeting, I guess, and I feel like it was resolved. And again, I do appreciate his opinion, and I just wanted to make sure we didn't gloss over that. So.
And I will state again, I think Mr. Novacek and I get along well. We just disagree on this. I think he runs a great operation. I just wish it wouldn't be at this spot. Not this city, this spot. And as well, you know, Mike Zimmerman and I have talked about this at length. Greg, you and I talked about it briefly. And at the end of the day, whatever happens, happens. I'll deal with it. I don't take any of this personally. I hope you guys don't either. Any other comments on the motion? On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Mr. Sumwalt.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Commissioner Burkhart?
No.
Commissioner Haley?
Aye.
Engineer Morrow?
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Motion requires 4 affirmative votes. 4 affirmative votes were given. Motion carries at 4 ayes, 1 no, 1 absent. No abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.